Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Sam, do we have a text?
Yes, Matt. I have a question for you from Ross from Lake Mills. He says,
great. What did he have to say?
Boris Johnson from Britain said he would give assistance / weapons to Ukraine whenever they need to succeed in the war. Do you have any idea what those assistance / weapons are?
Yeah, I do. Great question, Ross. Thanks a lot for texting in. And by the way, you can text as well as call 844-967-2789. What he's alluding to, and the UK has been the strongest ally of the United States and Ukraine in all of this. Germany's been very wobbly. France has been wobbly. The two things that that need to be done, Boris Johnson can do one of them and not the other. The one thing he could do is massively more ammunition, massively more weapons. They also make tanks, but they're not like Germany and the United States. They are not manufacturers of heavy military equipment the way we are in Germany is, but they can do what they can there. He can certainly send them shorter ship missiles, and he can certainly send them multi-missile launchers, and he should get as many as possible into them immediately. But the one thing that he can't do, Britain has declined in stature within NATO, for one thing, because it left the EU. The EU is different from NATO. There are several countries that are in the EU and not in NATO, and there's at least one country that's in NATO and not the EU. But there is basically an overlapping membership in both, roughly. But because Britain withdrew from the EU, it doesn't have the same influence in Europe as it did before. It does in NATO, but it's not a military power anymore the way it was 100 years ago. We're the military power. Now, they do have nuclear weapons, and they are permitting the United States to supply our nuclear submarines in Holyrock, Scotland. I had friends, Navy OCS, who was assigned to submarines, and they went in at Holyrock. And they may be permitting us to upgrade their nuclear weapons based in Scotland right now. However, they do not have the cachet to say to Europe, we want Warsaw, we want Slovenia, Slovakia, Bratislava, we want Lithuania and Latvia to turn over their planes to Zelensky. That would require permission from the United States because we're the 800-pound gorilla. And the problem is that we're not doing that because we're a divided country. The Republicans are poised, doing nothing but attacking Biden. And in my view, Biden is too solicitous politically of that threat. People want leadership. People want leadership. I want to see Joe Biden get up and give a speech and saying, we want planes to Zelensky. You can say to defend himself. I mean, Zelensky's not going to fly to Moscow and drop a bomb, for Pete's sake, to get a humanitarian corridor to Mariupol, to get food and water there and arms and resupplies. Britain can't do that on its own. It could send British fighter jets with their own pilots or to Zelensky with very quick instruction on how to fly them. The problem with that is there's got to be some unanimity in NATO. The United States could get away with that, but I don't think that Britain can. So what can they give them? They do not manufacture tanks the way Germany and the United States does. They certainly have missile launchers. They certainly have ships that could go up through the Dardanelles and oppose a blockade. I advocated that early in the show, and I'm going to advocate it now. Get the 6th Fleet. I was stationed with the 6th Fleet a long time ago. The Ruskies were a forlorn navy then, and they were now. Told you at one point. Not when I was over there afterwards, one of their ships broke down and couldn't make fresh water. And we supplied the Russian Navy with fresh water because they're so incompetent. They are incompetent. Get naval ships. They could be British and American naval ships through the Dardanelles into the Black Sea. Sail in international waters off the coast of Crimea, off the coast of Odessa, off the coast of Ukraine. say there will be no more bombardments of the shore and there will be no amphibious landings. Period. That's what Kennedy did with Cuba. A lot of Kennedys, I remember, 1962, I was a sophomore in high school, and everybody thought this is the end. And a lot of Kennedy's admirals and generals said, nuke Russia, because they were sending nuclear missiles to Cuba on ships. And Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy sat down, Bobby's brother, great man, assassinated just like his brother. He was the attorney general, sat down. Kennedy said, well, what if we just impose a blockade? I'm going to have the Navy surround Cuba and stop any ship going in, period. And he did that. And Khrushchev backed down. What is he going to do? Start a war with the United States? With transport ships? This is the Navy 10 years later. We're giving them fresh water. They're incompetent. Their leaders steal money. They don't maintain their ships. They have one aircraft carrier. It's in dry dock. They don't know how to repair it, and they can't afford to repair the one aircraft. We have over 10 of them, world-class aircraft carriers. Britain could go help us on that. But when Boris Johnson says that, Ross, and he doesn't have the backing of the United States, that's the problem. And the United States is divided. We had a January 6th insurrection where thugs went into our Capitol to try to overturn an election and interfere with the peaceful transfer of power. The first time since the Civil War. That can't be permitted to continue. We have hate in the Republican Party directed to Biden and the Democrats that can't be permitted to continue. Ultimately, you have to rely on American voters. Ultimately, you have to rely on American voters. So thanks a lot for calling in. Thanks a lot for calling in. This is terrific, unbelievable. We intercept calls all the time from the field in Ukraine. We intercepted calls, several of them, from Russian soldiers who were calling home to Russia, who said that Russia itself bombed their own people in a Russian town called Klimovo so they could blame it on the Ukrainians and say that Ukraine was invading Russia. Unbelievable. There's a town called Klimovo, and recently it was bombed, and Russia said, Ukraine did it. That shows that this is a war against Russia. The Russian soldiers said in their calls home, our own people bombed our own people. This isn't the first time. When Putin came to power right after the year 2000, what Putin did was he wanted dictatorial powers. So he bombed apartment buildings in Moscow, said it was Chechens, and arrested some. And everybody goes, oh, well, if the Chechens are bombing and killing a couple hundred people in apartment buildings in Moscow, we need a strongman. Putin bombed them. The KGB bombed them. Now the KGB just ordered the bombing of Klimovo, according to these field reports. Bombing of Klimovo, and the soldiers know what's going on over there, and the Ruskies are now saying it was the Ukrainians. Russia is a perverted, corrupt country to the core. Its political DNA is corrupt to the core. They have some great people like Navalny. They have great people, patriots. But can they be restored in a country that has been used to being oppressed and authoritarian rule for 1,000 years? The czars, then the commies and Stalin, and now Putin. Going to a break. The lines are alive. Don't hang up. I know you're on the line. I will get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.